KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have mostly cloudy skies and 25 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Authorities say a stuck accelerator was apparently the blame for an accident Thursday afternoon. Creston police say a 2000 GMC Sierra pickup driven by 37-year-old Brandy Lynn Atkins of Creston was traveling in the Creston Walmart parking lot at around 2 p.m. Thursday and exited to the Maurice's parking lot when the gas pedal became stuck. The pickup accelerated and hit a stop sign and dumpster before coming to rest. There were no injuries, no citations were issued. Damage to the pickup owned by Lloyd Gardner II was estimated at $1,500. Well, brides who want intricate braids, updos, or chignons for their wedding day could have a professional stylist on site if a bill that cleared the Iowa House becomes law. Representative Ann Meyer of Fort Dodge explains.
That will allow licensed cosmetologists to practice cosmetology at a wedding venue on the day of the wedding. Currently, they can only practice in a licensed salon.
In addition to hairstyling, some licensed cosmetologists do nails, and that means if the bill becomes law, brides could get touch-ups on their manicures or pedicures at their wedding venue as well. Hair salons took a hit during the pandemic as they were closed for weeks last spring to curb the spread of COVID. Supporters say this bill could provide cosmetologists with a welcome source of new income. The top Republican in the Iowa House says the latest federal pandemic relief package may prevent Iowa and other states from cutting taxes this year. Speaker Pat Grassley of New Hartford says House Republicans are waiting on next week's report on state tax revenue as well.
I think there's a lot of unanswered questions that exist right now. I think first and foremost, we need to get an answer on whether what the feds pass, you even have the ability to pass tax cuts.
State of Iowa will receive $1.3 billion from the American Rescue Plan passed by Congress to cover unexpected expenses during the pandemic. The bill prevents states from using that money as an offset to cut taxes.
So I think we need to have some clarity on what that would look like first.
And Grassley and the other consideration for House Republicans is current state tax revenue and whether there is room to speed up income tax cuts and eliminate the inheritance tax. Senate Republicans voted to do just that on Wednesday.
With the inheritance tax piece, I know we have interest with that within our caucus, but I think it comes with a $90 to $100 million price tag.
Senate Republicans have also voted to implement previously approved income tax cuts without confirmation. That total state tax revenue is growing by at least 4%. Grassley says House Republicans aren't ready to vote for that plan.
We'd like to work towards that. But, there's maybe a little bit more aggressive than what we would be interested in at this point.
However, Grassley said these concerns could become moot if the state panel that meets next week sets future tax projections high enough. Senator Ken Rosenboom of Oskaloosa said the state's deer population is too large in some areas and it's time to change some of the hunting regulations.
In Appanoose County, the DNR's target was to have 2,700 deer taken this past year, but only 2,200 were taken. So that's 500 deer that are out there.
Rosenboom is sponsoring a bill that calls for the study of the economic and environmental impact of the state's deer population. He expects the study would indicate the Department of Natural Resources deer management targets should be increased. Jim Obradovich, a lobbyist for the Iowa Conservation Alliance, says the organization suggests changing who grants permits to hunters who have permission to hunt on specific properties.
Moving it out of a central location here in Des Moines and then actually having the conservation officers who know their areas the best be the ones who are able to issue those permits. We wouldn't be breaking new ground with this by any means. We have some neighboring states who do that.
Rosenboom also wants to reduce the $1,500 civil fine for illegally taking a deer. He hasn't settled on a figure yet, and Eric Goranson, a lobbyist for Pheasants Forever and the Iowa Bow Hunters Association, warns if it's too low, unscrupulous hunters will exploit it.
It'd be very easy to roll the dice and just start slaughtering deer, knowing that if you only get caught every few years, it might be cheaper to do that.
The bill has cleared a Senate subcommittee, but the bill's sponsor says major adjustments are currently in the works. There's still no agreement among Republican lawmakers how much the state should spend to extend broadband service in Iowa, but it appears they're edging closer to the amount Governor Kim Reynolds has proposed. Representative Phil Thompson of Jefferson said he and his fellow Republicans haven't been able to hammer that number down yet.
I want to be really close to that governor's number, and be aggressive with this.
Republicans on the House subcommittee say newly approved federal funds to cover other state expenses likely frees up the $450 million Reynolds requested over the next 3 years. Representative John Wills of Spirit Lake, the third-ranking Republican in the House, says the final broadband plan will probably be at or near $450 million.
I think that it's imperative that we have this built out so that Iowa stays and is competitive.
The governor had suggested all companies getting state tax grants extend broadband service with speeds of 100 megabits per second, but the bill that cleared a House subcommittee on Thursday backed away from that high-speed requirement.
It's never done until it's done, Kay, but we're having some really constructive conversations.
She spoke there with Radio Iowa's Kay Henderson. The governor said she's optimistic that she and the legislature will find common ground, and a broadband expansion plan will be passed by the House and Senate this year. An Iowa woman has been charged after officials say she kept three children locked in a blacked-out room in filthy conditions. Court records show 31-year-old Brittany Roseboom of Johnston was charged last week with three counts of child endangerment and one count of child endangerment resulting in bodily injury. Police say the children were kept for extended periods in a room with black-painted cardboard covering the windows that locked from the outside and had no internal doorknob. Police say the children in the room were in the room so long they sometimes soiled their clothes. Police said also there was trash strewn across the kitchen with bugs crawling on the floor. Roseboom was being held in the Polk County Jail. And finally in the news, the Iowa House has voted to let dentists administer COVID vaccines and give the shots to their dental offices if they choose, but there's some pushback from the medical community on that last part. Dennis Tibben of the Iowa Medical Society says the staff in dentists' office may not be properly trained to accurately and quickly record every shot that's been given to the required database.
So we could set ourselves up for the potential here where we would have phantom doses that it shows on our federal reports that we have more doses on the shelf than we actually do. So that could negatively impact the weekly supply of COVID-19 vaccines that we're receiving from the federal government.
Dr. William McBride, a dentist from Dubuque, is chair of the state dental board. The board supports the entire bill, including the idea of letting dentists deliver COVID shots in their office.
I would note that this is voluntary. Certainly some dentists will opt not to participate. But I would also like to note that it could be an additional access point for patients, particularly in rural communities. The board believes that dentists are more than qualified to provide this service and that it would be good public health policy.
Sarah Allen, a lobbyist for the Iowa Dental Association, which represents the state's dentists, says with such a short supply of vaccine doses now is not the time to distribute doses to dentists' offices. And Charlotte Eby, a lobbyist for the Association of Dental Support Organizations, says the group strongly supports giving dentists authority to give COVID shots in their office if they wish. The bill passed the House last month on an 89-4 vote. This week, the bill cleared a committee in a subcommittee in the Senate after one lawmaker described the disagreement among dentists as a turf war. At least 23 states have passed laws that give dentists authority to administer COVID vaccines, and many also let dentists do so in their own offices. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.
KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.